各位弟兄姐妹平安。在马太福音第28:19-20里面，主耶稣对他的门徒的教导就是，这是万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名为他们施洗。真是感谢神，今天我们有四位在主里面所谓的受洗成为新仆。在同时间呢，我们今天也有一个很特别的聚会啊，就是今天我们的看到后面那一群穿红色衣服的带着火热的心的这些年轻人，他们在2-3个礼拜前到我们这边的印第安保留区里面做了一个礼拜的宣教。那你知道在山里面的生活是不容易的啊，但是他们凭着对主的爱心，对灵魂的热心，他们去宣教。那今天我们特别请我们的英文部的副牧师 Pastor Stephen Yee 带领他们来跟我们做他们的分享，让我们也看到在我们四周围还有许许多多未得之谜啊，不管是华人也好，那些其他的我们的社区，甚至在我们在城市外面的这些少数民族，他们也需要福音。好，我们先把下面时间交给他们。
Good morning. So good to be worshiping with you here this morning.
早安，很高兴呢，就早。很高兴啊，今天早上跟你们一起来敬拜。
We even had the dance move worked out.
啊，我真是 dance worked. 我没有跳舞了。
Anyway, thank you very much for allowing us to share. I asked Min to translate a thank you note from me to the congregation in the interest of time, so I'm going to turn it over to Min.
啊，很高兴啊，让我这个机会来分享。啊，我们这个弟兄 Gary Mata 呢，他在过去十几年，可以20年吧 ，20 years already， 在这个 YSMP 里面，他每次都去，而且是不但如此，而且他常常周末他自己跑去这个印第安保留区去做很多的侍奉。啊，我们。啊，非常感谢他，我们教会有这样的一位弟兄。还有呢，这个他特别写了一封感谢信给我们弟兄姐妹。那他用英文写的，我现在就用中文把它读出来。啊，他说啊，弟兄姐妹们，再次的要来感谢你们慷慨支持我们青年暑期宣教工作项目。你们的祷告和奉献帮助了我们每天可以喂饱46名。这个青年宣教士和12到20位的客人，每天2次，我们可以为杰克牧师的公共汽车注满了他的燃料，他的油啊，注满了他可以去接人。然后呢，也为礼拜四那一次参加我们早餐和晚上圣经研究的100到120人和我们的社区的团体来提供便饭和点心。我们的团队呢是由堪萨斯的这个华人浸信会和来自我们本州的这个信仰之旅的教会组成。今年我们特别加了一个项目，就是为住在这个哈芬湖畔的这个安养中心啊，是一个叫做辅助生活设施里面呢，来为他们做一些reach out， 就是外展的工作。这项工作呢，可以让我们年轻人呢跨出他们的安乐窝哈，他们的舒适区。在那个工作里面呢，我们被允许跟这些病人、这些老人呢一起来祷告，一起来唱这个赞美诗。然后呢，那边的McNally 的杰克牧师呢也分享了他一个福音信息。我们一起呢跟他们做了手工艺， 然后还提供了茶点给40到50位病人和工作人员。来自哈芬的工作人员表示，他们对我们青年人的热情印象深刻，并且呢，这个在病人身上呢，他们的心灵和他们的精神呢都得到了提升。他们邀请我们下次再来。我们的年轻人在这个跟这些人还有这些居民呢交往中呢，充满了爱心和勇气。Stephen 牧师呢和我都为他们感到骄傲。我们在这一周里面呢，在这个 McNerney 呢的工作，让我们有这样的结果，有27位啊弟兄姐妹首次，或年轻人首次承诺，首次决志，其中有9人呢大于10岁啊，这些年轻人大于10岁，有8个人呢重新的决志要跟随耶稣基督，还有呢我们也为了23个年轻人洗礼啊，为他们洗礼。我只是希望你们知道，你们的祈祷和支持让你们成为这个宣教工作的一部分，你们和我们在一起，让我们能够继续走下去。我们从心底感谢你们。
谢谢。
Thank you. OK. 他们有人家还要分享的。OK, 现在有一段这个 video, 我们看一下这些影片。 Can you use English?
Good morning. My English name is Allison Kwan.
我是 Allison Huang.
I'm a sophomore in high school, and this was my first time going to YSMP.
我在高中读二年级，这是第一次我到这个青年宣教、暑期宣教工厂上。
I would just to share, like to share about a few experiences and people that touched my heart while I was on the trip.
我只要简单的分享，有人感动我的，还有我在这个工厂上的经验。
So as I was helping with preschool, I was assigned to teach the class, and I was kind of nervous about that.
我被分派到教这个学前儿童的工作，我刚开始甚至有一点紧张。
The first day of the lessons, I noticed that some of the kids had trouble focusing, especially because of their age.
刚开始的时候发现这些小孩子呢，他们有，因为他们很年轻，所以他们没办法集中注意力。
But because I was teaching on the second day, I clearly remember looking down at my lesson plan.
我第二天的时候呢，我看着我的这个教学计划。
And when I looked up, I saw that all of the kids had their eyes on me and they were paying attention.
第二天的时候我发现他们所有的小孩的目光都在集中在我身上他们非常的专心。
So that was a great reminder to me that God will really take care of the things that you worry about.
所以让我提醒我让我知道说神会照顾会解决所有的问题。
Another thing that surprised me was that the kids actually remembered what we had taught them on the first day.
另外另一件让我惊讶的事情呢，我发现这个小孩居然记得我第一天所教的东西。
When I asked them what they had learned the previous day, they said, God made everything, and I thought that was amazing.
我问他们说你们昨天学了什么，他们告诉我说神创造了一切，这让我非常的惊奇。
There was a girl in my class that I got to know more as the week progressed.
我们班上有一个小孩，小女孩呢，我慢慢的认识看，当我们这个一天一天的进入这个课程的时候，我对她特别的注意。
And one day after the lesson, they were playing with crafts with Play-Doh.
Okay, 那有一天上完课以后呢，他们在玩那个泥巴的时候，那种特别的化学泥巴的时候。
And I looked over and I noticed that she had made the cross with her Play-Doh.
我发现这个小女孩呢，她做了用她的这个化学泥巴呢，做了一个十字架。
So I asked her, Lenora, do you remember who was on that cross?
我就问她说你记得谁在那个十字架上？
Unfortunately, she did not remember, but after I told her, she then proceeded to make her own little Jesus and put that on her cross.
也许她不记得，可是我告诉她那是耶稣的时候，她就做了一个小小的耶稣的像放在上面。
And she even helped her friend make a cross as well.
她也帮她的同学们呢做这些十字架。
So that's just what I wanted to share with you all today.
这是我所要分享的。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Hello, I'm Michael, and this was my first year at YSMP.
我叫 Michael, 今年是我第一次到这个暑期青年宣教。
And I just wanted to share with you how encouraging this trip was to me, since it was my first year and I didn't know what to expect.
我想分享的就是我不晓得今年会发生什么事情，可是呢，结果是对我非常的有非常大的激励。
So on the first day when the buses all came, there were a lot of kids. And like, I thought would be what you say, 很麻烦。
第一天当这个车子来接我们的时候，这么多很多年轻人在那里，我就觉得这个很麻烦。
But like, since we had a lot of, we had actually partner churches with Kansas and another church down in Chandler, and since we had so many staff, it was actually a lot easier than I expected.
因为我们有跟堪萨斯的那个教会，还有在 Chandler 的那个教会呢。一起同工，所以呢，事情变得容易多了。
And there's actually this one kid who I really connected with. He was a second grader. His name was Elliot.
我特别跟一个小孩叫 Elliot 有心上有特别一个连结。
And like he was really shy at first, so I had to bribe him with candy in order for him to do something.
这个小孩呢特别害羞，所以呢，我常常用这个 糖果来贿赂他。
And even though he only went for a few days, I feel like I really connected with him. Even though he was with second graders and I was with third and fourth, I was still able to connect with him and talk to him about God.
Okay, 那虽然我教了三四年级的这个小孩还这个 Elias 才是二年级，可是呢，我对他特别有一种感觉上的关心，特别有一种感觉，所以呢，我还是可以来介绍他啊，有关于耶稣的事情。
Yeah, so after a few days, he really opened up and he was able to talk with us. And then,
Okay, 这个经过几天以后呢，那个小孩真的是啊，变得很开放了，可以跟我聊天。
And I think the encouraging part of it is that if you just take time and be patient with the kids, that you can actually learn with them and you can encourage them to learn more about God.
Okay, 只要你啊有这个心啊，你愿意的话，你只要跟他们多多的沟通。他们就会啊，打开他们的心啊，你可以跟他们谈啊神的事情。
Yeah, so I just really want to encourage you guys to think about going to YSMP because it's actually a really good experience.
啊，我真是要鼓励你们啊，一起来参加这个啊暑期这个宣教的工作啊，这个是真的是因为他给我很大的激励。
Yeah, yeah. 谢
谢，谢谢的分享。Pretty long. That's fine. Go ahead.
So I'm Amanda. This is my first year at YSMP.
我叫 Amanda， 这是我第一次啊来参加这个暑期宣教工作。
So I kind of want to start off by thanking everyone for your love and your support and your prayers, donations, everything like that.
我真谢谢你们啊，你们的支持，你们的啊奉献，还有你们的祷告。
So this year I worked with the third to fourth graders, and so we had the largest amount of students.
我负责的是啊三四年级的，那三四年级的人数最多。
And we had a lot of troublemakers too with more students.
我们知道在那个小孩子里面有很多是个喜欢吵闹的、捣蛋的。
And I'll admit it was kind of chaotic for someone like me who's kind of bad at disciplining.
在我们这个。在我刚开始的这个啊，开始的时候呢，这是非常糟糕的情况。
And so, right before decision time, and it's Wednesday, so decision time for the kids is Thursday.
这个在礼拜三的时候呢，是我们在让小孩子决志之前啊，决志的时候是礼拜四。
I kind of started to wonder, like, you know, are these kids really listening to us? Because we have kids who just don't pay attention in class.
我们想说，会不会有小孩子真的会？是的，真的会有听到，会了解我们讲的呢？还是说根本这些小孩子根本就不专心，没有听到
？And then on Wednesday we had kids who were running off unsupervised and it was very chaotic.
礼拜三的时候呢，小孩到处乱跑，根本就不听话，不受我们的监督。
And then by the time Thursday rolls around decision time, we had some of our most troublemaker kids come and say, "Hey, we want to get baptized and we understand God." And God helps us through all of our hard times.
在礼拜的时候呢，时间到了，这个决志的时间到的时候呢，他们这些最调皮的小孩呢，居然来到我面前，说他们要受洗，他们知道神，他们决志了。
And so we really got to see and participate in the baptism of these kids, and it was really just life changing and seeing these kids just really believe in God and dedicate their lives.
所以呢，我们都一起来来。为他们来施洗，然后这个是对我来说真的是一个让我生命改变的一个经验。
And so I kind of want to just encourage everyone to come to YSMP next year because it's really fun.
我是真的是鼓励你们啊，真的是你们一起来参加，真的是很有意义的事情。
Good morning, my name is Chris Tan.
早安，我名字叫做 Chris Tan。
And this year was my fourth time at YSMP.
这是今年是我第四次到这个暑期宣教工厂。
And so YSMP is a week-long summer mission project.
这个 YSMP 呢是一个礼拜的这个宣教工作。
But for me, I only went up part-time, so that was just 4 days.
我是上去，因为我是上去了部分的时间，我只有去了四天。
And even though I went up for only 4 days, I could still see God working and moving within that community.
啊，我在那个这四天里面呢，虽然我是去了四天，可是我看到神在这个整个这个啊社区里面呢，这个团体里面呢，在工作。
For example, so I went, or I've been up there before, like I said, and so the kids recognized me, and that was really encouraging, not only to me, but to know that we have a place in their heart.
Okay. 啊，虽然我是上去了四天，我以前因为我以前去上去过，所以他们的小孩子还记得我。让我很感动，我觉得我在他们心中有一定有一定的分量。
And it was also nice, so to have these guys behind me and supporting me, just knowing that whatever goes on, they're always there. Because some of the kids I didn't really know yet, because I wasn't there the full week.
啊，很感谢的就是我在我后身后的这些年轻人的这些团队呢，他们在后面支持我。虽然有些小孩我不认识，可是他们很快的让我能进入状况。
So I just want to thank you guys again for your support, for providing us food, and also praying for us.
啊，感谢，谢谢你们啊，你们的支持，你们给我们准备那么多食物啊，也为我们祷告，谢谢。
啊，大家好，我叫 Eli，
欢迎，
你们今天开心吗？
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so this was my first time at YSMP.
啊，这是我第一次到这个 YSMP， 到这个水区训教工厂。
And I have to say that it truly moved my heart.
我可以跟你告诉你们，真的是对我让我非常的感动。
For most of the time, I was working with high school men or high school boys, young men.
我在那上面的时候，大部分时间我是跟那些高中学生、高中男生在一起。
And I can only say that I wish I was older.
啊，只能告诉你们说，我希望我比他们大很多。
So that I could adopt them.
所以我可以收养他们。
And show them what a father's love is really like.
也可以分享他们说，如果这个，You are so moving. 我可以让我觉得做父亲是怎么样的一个。
Because truly none of them have experienced what it's like to have a father or someone to support them and love them.
也让他们小孩经历。有个父亲是怎么样的人
？And when I was there, I was just kept on praying, like Lord, show your love to them, God, use me to show your love to them.
希望神用我让他们知道什么叫做父爱。
And yeah, but in the end, I was like, I can't stay here my whole life.
啊，我无法在他们那边永远留着。
And so I had to place them into God's hands.
So you had to what?
Give them into God's hands.
我只能把他们交托给神。
And just allow His will to be done in their lives.
让神在他们生活中、生命中有工作。
But God showed me through this time.
但是神在一次是显示给我。
That even the smallest acts of love.
在甚至你很小小的一点的爱。
Can change hearts.
可以改变他们的心。
Can change lives.
可以改变他们的生命。
And so just throughout that time, God just put that comfort in my heart.
在那一段时间，神也安慰了我的心。
That even if I'm not there,
甚至我不在那里，
that He is still moving in their lives.
他神在他们的生命中工作。
所以我说谢谢你们。
So I want to say thank you.
对。
They're so moving. 感到好感动。
谢谢你们，我知道你们祷告了 white woman， and 天父听了祷告， he heard your prayers， and 你们给我们很多， and 你的祷告改变了那生活， it changed so many lives， you guys you don't even know， and so I just encourage you all like to keep on praying。Because, like, Tianfu, like, Tingla Nida Dalgao, he hears your prayers. And so, thank you so much.
啊，谢谢你们的祷告，你们祷告真的是帮助我们了很多啊，真的是让神来跟我们一起同工，谢谢。 so moving. You guys.
Good morning.
早安.
My name is Stephen Yi.
我叫 Stephen Yi.
And this is my 20th time going to YSMP.
这是我第20趟去了这个暑期宣教工厂.
No, I'm just joking.
啊，是开玩笑的.
not that long.
可能没有那么长, 那么多次.
But I do want to just echo what Gary said, and I want to thank you.
我需要同样的回应这个 Gary 刚才弟兄讲的，我要谢谢你们。
Thank you, dear church family, for all of your love, prayer, and support.
这个我们这个教会的这个大家庭里面呢，谢谢你们的支持，谢谢你们的祷告。
As you can see from all the sharing, that God is working.
从这个分享里面，你看到真的神在工作。
God is working in the hearts of His people.
神在这个人的心里面工作。
And I want to share this Bible verse with you this morning.
我要分享这一段经文。
From Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8.
从以弗所书3章第8节。
It says this. Although I am less than the least of all God's people, this grace was given me to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ.
我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典。 叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。
Every year as this mission trip comes, there's always some tension inside of me.
每次每年呢，暑期宣教工作来的时候呢，都让我心里呢有点紧张。
Part of me says, "Oh, another YSMP."
在我的一部分，我的心里在想说，怎么又是一年的暑期宣教工作
？And yet, I'm always reminded of how mightily God works every year.
可是呢，这个我自己也提醒我自己，这个神呢，在这个有多么大的作为
？Every year, I come back home, I'm refreshed and energized and excited.
每一年我从这个暑期宣教工作回来的时候呢，我就被神的能力充满。
And I believe it's because God reminds me of how awesome He is.
神真正的每一次都提醒我，他是多么的伟大。
I experience the church, brothers and sisters, coming together, living in obedience to Jesus Christ.
每次在这个时候呢，我就发现这个所有的教会的弟兄姐妹，通通在一起来。
I'm reminded of the grace that I've been given by God.
我这是提醒我，真的是神给我多么大的恩典。
That though I am broken and messed up and least of these.
Sorry, I just missed that.
I am a broken person.
Okay. 他说我真的是我是多么的一个被破碎，是一个破碎的人。可是神怎么样来把我这个修复？
God pours His grace upon me. Gives me everything I need to do everything He has created and called me to do.
神真是把他的恩典完全浇灌在我身上，让我有能力来他呼召我做的事情，我可以来做。
And what a blessing it is! If you look at the people behind me, this is just part of our team, but all of us together as one family, going out in obedience to Jesus Christ, sharing of the incomprehensible riches.
Okay, 我们可以看到这个在我后面的这些。 弟兄姐妹，这些宣教士们呢，还有你们大家跟我一起出去，因为顺服神的原因呢，我们来可以经验这个神的那么多的丰富。And
so I want to ask you, dear brothers and sisters.
我要要求你们，弟兄姐妹们。
Do you know what you have in Jesus Christ?
我要问你们，你们在主耶稣基督里面有什么东西呢？
Is He your Savior? Is He your Lord?
他是你的救赎主吗？他是你的这个主吗？
Because if you really know Him, there is no way you cannot tell someone about who He is and what He has done.
如果你真正的知道他的话，你不可能，你的心里不可能不去告诉别人说，主耶稣基督在你身上做了什么事情。
And what a privilege and blessing we have as followers of Jesus to share the good news.
啊，这是多么大的一个啊特权，多么大的一个恩赐，让我们可以啊在别人面前来分享主耶稣基督。
We have these unsearchable riches to share with a world that is poor, broken, dying, and in need.
我们现在是啊有这个权利呢，来向这个完全破碎的、完全这个有问题的这个世界呢，来分享这个主耶稣基督。
And so, just as I have been encouraged, my encouragement for all of you this morning is: Will you go? Will you follow Jesus? Will you share what you have been given?
就像今天早上你们已经鼓励了我，让我来鼓励你们啊，你们愿意出去来分享主耶稣基督，来这个传扬主耶稣基督的福音吗
？And if you haven't been doing that, let's start. Let's choose today.
如果你们还没有做这件事情，让我们今天开始来做这样的事情。
And so again, I want to thank all of you, dear brothers and sisters, and thank you for all that you have done for us, for allowing us to do what God has called us to do.
让我们真的是能够来啊顺服在神面前，让我们来做主耶稣基督交托给我们做的事情。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Thank you.
谢谢。
This time we have with us two young men.
这是跟我们在一起的有两位年轻人。
Ezekiel. Eli.
有一个年轻人叫做 Ezekiel， 一个叫做 Eli。
They have been coming to our church for the last several months.
他们到我们教会已经有了几个月时间。
And now they are preparing to go overseas to serve the Lord.
他们很快就要到国外去啊，他们已经在准备到国外去啊，来服侍神。
And it really touches my heart because these young men, they're setting aside maybe their personal goals and their desires in order to be obedient to the call of the Lord on their heart.
这是两个年轻人特别感动我的，就是他们把所有他们原来的梦想、原来的期待都放在一边，只是为了要顺服神，来服侍神。
And I know that the areas they're going to have a lot of oppression, both spiritual and physical.
在他们要去的地方呢，有很多迫害，在精神上或是身体上。
So I think it's very, very important for us as a body to come alongside them to lift them up in our prayers.
在我们这个。在这个时候呢，我们特别要一起像一个身体一样来为他们来祷告，来支持他们。
So I want to ask the congregation to please stand right now.
我们求这个会众们大家起立。
And I want you to follow pray along with us as we lift these men up. We want to pray for their safety.
我们特别在一起啊，要来为这两位弟兄姐妹年轻人来。为他们的安全来祈求。
We want to pray that the Lord provides for their every need.
求神提供他们所有所需的物品。
And we want to pray that the work that they do would be richly rewarded.
求神让他们所做的工呢都得到报偿。
Because I believe that they are pursuing heavenly treasures and not treasures on this earth.
我相信他们在追寻的是天上的财宝，不是地上的财宝。
So please join me in praying for these young men.
我们跟我们一起来为这些年轻人祷告。
Heavenly Father.
亲爱的天父。
We are just humbled.
我们真的在你面前真的是多么的卑微。
To stand before the Almighty God.
在你这全能的神前面。
And to seek after you, Lord, and to.
我们切切地寻求您。
To take your message of salvation and hope.
是带着你的这个救赎的信息。
To all nations.
到所有的民族里面。
And we come now as a body to lift up Eli and Ezekiel.
我们特别像全教会一体的来祈求，甚至还请你举高这个。两位弟兄以西结跟伊莱
，to richly bless them, Father God，
就充丰丰富富的来祝福他们
，to be their provider，
做他们的供应者
to be their protector.
并他们的保护者
Lord, touch their mouths so that they can speak your word.
求你膏抹他们的水所以他们可以传扬你的福音
Give them supernatural abilities to learn the languages they need to learn.
给他们有超自然的能力让他们可以学习他们的语言他们要学的语言
And Father God, we pray right now for the people who they will be ministering to, who they will meet.
求你帮助他们他们有能力去服侍他们要服侍的人
That you will prepare their hearts to hear the message that these young men will take.
求你也准备他们的心让他们可以把你的这些信息来传扬给他们所需他们这些人
For Lord, you are the God of all power, all glory, all mercy.
神你真的是全知全能的全在的神
And we pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们祷告用耶稣基督的名祷告Amen.
Okay, 谢谢 Thank you so much. 好我们大家一起哦，大家请坐，忘了。我们用掌声再一次谢谢他们，也把我们的感谢献给我们的神。今天。真的是一个很特别的聚会 Today is really a special day 我们不但看到圣灵在我们教会当中工作 Not only do we see the Holy Spirit moving, working in our church 我们也看到圣灵在我们四周围在世界各地方也在工作 We also see, witness the Holy Spirit's work outside our church, outside our city and everywhere in the world 更感恩的是我们也看到了今天有两位年轻人他们回应了主的呼召 I think that another special thing is we see two young men respond to God's calling 他们愿意把他们的一生献给主 They are offering their whole life to the Lord 然后他们要去到真的是蛮偏僻蛮不方便的地方而且甚至还有拦阻的地方要去为主在传扬福音 They are willing toLift them up, give themselves into this ministry, into the world that's with a hardship, with a difficulty. 那我们继续用我们的祷告来支持他们 Let's continue our prayer to support them. 也让圣灵继续帮助他们感动他们 May the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit to strengthen them, give them the strength, everything that they need to do the God's work. 我们记得今天8月6号是一个很特别的日子我们看到神的拯救我们看到圣灵的工作我们也看到神在年轻人身上作为 Today is a really a special day We see the God's salvation come upon the few our brothers and sisters We see the Holy Spirit's work that touching the whole world And we see the Spirit work also come upon the young people respond to the calling and offer themselves as the living sacrifice
谢谢
Thank you. okay. 他们有人还要分享的。Okay, 现在有一段这个 video, 我们看一下一些影片。Thank you. Can you use English?
Good morning. My English name is Allison Huang.
我是 Allison Huang.
I'm a sophomore in high school, and this was my first time going to YSMP.
我在高中读二年级，这是第一次我到这个青年宣教、暑期宣教工厂上。
I would just like to share about a few experiences and people that touched my heart while I was on the trip.
我只要简单的分享，有人感动我的，还有我在这个工厂上的经验。
So as I was helping with preschool, I was assigned to teach the class, and I was kind of nervous about that.
我被分派到教这个学前儿童的工作，我刚开始甚至有一点紧张。
The first day of the lessons, I noticed that some of the kids had trouble focusing, especially because of their age.
刚开始的时候我发现这些小孩子呢，他们有，因为他们很年轻，所以他们没办法集中注意力。
But because I was teaching on the second day, I clearly remember looking down at my lesson plan.
我第二天的时候呢，我看着我的这个教学计划。
And when I looked up, I saw that all of the kids had their eyes on me and they were paying attention.
第二天的时候，我发现他们所有的小孩的目光都在集中在我身上他们非常的专心。
So that was a great reminder to me that God will really take care of the things that you worry about.
所以让我提醒我，让我知道说神会照顾，会解决所有的问题。
Another thing that surprised me was that the kids actually remembered what we had taught them on the first day.
另一件让我惊讶的事情呢，我发现这个小孩居然记得我第一天所教的东西。
When I asked them what they had learned the previous day, they said, God made everything, and I thought that was amazing.
Yeah, 我问他们说你们昨天学了什么，他们告诉我说神创造了一切，这让我非常的惊奇。
There was a girl in my class that I got to know more as the week progressed.
我们班上有一个小孩，小女孩呢，我慢慢的认识，看当我们这个一天一天的进入这个课程的时候，我对她特别的注意。
And one day after the lesson, they were playing with crafts with Play-Doh.
Okay, 那有一天上完课以后呢，他们在玩那个泥巴的时候，那种特别的化学泥巴的时候。
And I looked over and I noticed that she had made the cross with her Play-Doh.
我发现这个小女孩呢，她做了用她的这个化学泥巴呢，做了一个十字架。
So I asked her, Lenora, do you remember who was on that cross?
我就问她说你记得谁在那个十字架上？
Unfortunately, she did not remember, but after I told her, she then proceeded to make her own little Jesus and put that on her cross.
也许她不记得，可是我告诉她那是耶稣的时候，她就做了一个小小的耶稣的像放在上面。
And she even helped her friend make a cross as well.
她也帮她的同学们呢做这些十字架。
So that's just what I wanted to share with you all today.
这是我所要分享的。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Hello, I'm Michael, and this was my first year at YSMP.
我叫 Michael, 今年是我第一次到这个暑期青年宣教。
And I just wanted to share with you how encouraging this trip was to me, since it was my first year and I didn't know what to expect.
我想分享的就是我不晓得今年会发生什么事情，可是呢，结果是对我非常的有非常大的激励。
So on the first day when the buses all came, there were a lot of kids. And like I thought would be what you say, 很麻烦。
第一天当这个车子来接我们的时候，这么多很多年轻人在那里，我就觉得这个很麻烦。
But like since we had a lot of we had actually partner churches with Kansas and another church down in Chandler, and since we had so many staff, it was actually a lot easier than I expected.
因为我们有跟堪萨斯的那个教会，还有在 Chandler 的那个教会呢。一起同工，所以呢，事情变得容易多了。
And there's actually this one kid who I really connected with. He was a second grader. His name was Elliot.
我特别跟一个小孩叫 Elliot 有心上有特别一个连结。
And like he was really shy at first, so I had to bribe him with candy in order for him to do something.
这个小孩呢特别害羞，所以呢，我常常用这个 糖果来贿赂他。
And even though he only went for a few days, I feel like I really connected with him. Even though he was with second graders and I was with third and fourth, I was still able to connect with him and talk to him about God.
Okay, 那虽然我教了三四年级的这个小孩还这个 Elia 才是二年级，可是呢，我对他特别有一种感觉上的关心，特别有一种感觉，所以呢，我还是可以来介绍他啊，有关于耶稣的事情。
Yeah, so after a few days, he really opened up and he was able to talk with us. And then,
Okay, 这个经过几天以后呢，那个小孩真的是啊，很变得很开放了，可以跟我聊天。
And I think the encouraging part of it is that if you just take time and be patient with the kids, that you can actually learn with them and you can encourage them to learn more about God.
Okay, 只要你啊有这个心啊，你愿意的话，你只要跟他们多多的沟通。他们就会啊，打开他们的心啊，你可以跟他们谈啊神的事情。
Yeah, so I just really want to encourage you guys to think about going to YSMP because it's actually a really good experience.
啊，我真是要鼓励你们啊，一起来参加这个啊暑期这个宣教的工作啊，这个是真的是因为他给我很大的激励。
Yeah, yeah. 谢
谢，谢谢分享。Pretty long. That's fine. Go ahead.
So I'm Amanda. This is my first year at YSMP.
啊，我叫 Amanda， 这是我第一次啊来参加这个暑期宣教工作。
So I kind of want to start off by thanking everyone for your love and your support and your prayers, donations, everything like that.
我真谢谢你们啊，你们的支持，你们的啊奉献，还有你们的祷告。
So this year I worked with the third to fourth graders, and so we had the largest amount of students.
啊，我负责的是啊三四年级的，那三四年级的人数最多。
And we had a lot of troublemakers too with more students.
啊，我们知道在那个小孩子里面有很多是个喜欢吵闹的、捣蛋的。
And I'll admit it was kind of chaotic for someone like me who's kind of bad at disciplining.
啊，在我们这个。在我刚开始的这个啊，开始的时候呢，这是非常糟糕的情况。
And so, right before decision time, and it's Wednesday, so decision time for the kids is Thursday.
啊，这个在礼拜三的时候呢，是我们在让小孩子决志之前啊，决志的时候是礼拜四。
I kind of started to wonder, like, you know, are these kids really listening to us? Because we have kids who just don't pay attention in class.
啊，我们想说，会不会有小孩子真的会？啊，是的，真的会啊，有听到，会了解我们讲的呢？还是说，根本这些小孩子根本就不专心，没有听到
？And then, on Wednesday we had kids who were running off unsupervised, and it was very chaotic.
啊，礼拜三的时候呢，小孩到处乱跑，根本就不听话，没有不受我们的监督。
And then, by the time Thursday rolls around, decision time, we had some of our most troublemaker kids come and say, "Hey, we want to get baptized, and we understand God." And God helps us through all of our hard times.
在礼拜的时候呢，时间到了，这个决志的时间到的时候呢，他们这些最调皮的小孩呢，居然来到我面前，说他们要受洗，他们知道神，他们决志了。
And so we really got to see and participate in the baptism of these kids, and it was really just life changing and seeing these kids just really believe in God and dedicate their lives.
啊，所以呢，我们都啊一起来啊来。为他们来啊施洗，然后这个是对我来说真的是一个让我生命改变的一个经验。
And so I kind of want to just encourage everyone to come to YSMP next year because it's really fun.
啊，我是真的是鼓励你们啊，真的是你们一起来参加，真的是很有意义的事情。
Good morning. My name is Chris Tan.
早安，我名字叫做 Chris Tan。
And this year was my fourth time at YSMP。
这是今年是我第四次到这个暑期宣教工厂。
And so YSMP is a week-long summer mission project。
这个 YSMP 呢是一个礼拜的这个宣教工作。
But for me, I only went up part-time, so that was just 4 days。
我是上去，因为我是上去了部分的时间，我只有去了四天。
And even though I went up for only 4 days, I could still see God working and moving within that community.
我在那个这四天里面呢，虽然我是去了四天，可是我看到神在这个整个这个社区里面呢，这个团体里面呢在工作。
For example, so I went, or I've been up there before, like I said, and so the kids recognized me, and that was really encouraging, not only to me, but to know that we have a place in their heart.
Okay. 虽然我是上去了四天，我以前去过，所以他们的小孩子还记得我，让我很感动。我觉得我在他们心中有一定的分量。And
it was also nice, so to have these guys behind me and supporting me, just knowing that whatever goes on, they're always there. Because some of the kids I didn't really know yet, because I wasn't there the full week.
很感谢的就是我在我身后的这些。 年轻人的这些团队呢，他们在后面支持我。虽然有些小孩我不认识，可是他们很快的让我能进入状况。
So I just want to thank you guys again for your support, for providing us food, and also praying for us.
感谢你们啊，你们的支持，你们给我们准备那么多食物啊，也为我们祷告，谢谢。
大家好，我叫Eli。 你们今天开心吗?
Okay.
Yeah, so this was my first time at YSMP.
这是我第一次到这个YSMP,到这个水区训练工厂。
And I have to say that it truly moved my heart.
我可以跟你告诉你们,真的是对我让我非常的感动。
For most of the time, I was working with high school men or high school boys, young men.
我站在上面的时候,大部分时间我是跟那些高中学生,高中男生在一起。
And I can only say that I wish I was older.
只能告诉你们说，我希望我比他们大很多。
So that I could adopt them.
所以我可以收养他们。
And show them what a father's love is really like.
可以分享他们说，如果这个，You are so moving. 我可以让我觉得做父亲是怎么样的一个。
Because truly none of them have experienced what it's like to have a father or someone to support them and love them. And when I was there, I was just kept on praying, like, Lord, show your love to them. God, use me to show your love to them. But in the end, I was like, I can't stay here my whole life.
我无法在他们那边永远留着。And
so I had to place them into God's hands.
So you had to what?
I had to give them into God's hands.
我只能把他们交托给神。And
just allow His will to be done in their lives.
让神在他们生活中、生命中有工作。But
God showed me through this time.
但是神再一次显现、显示给我。That
even the smallest acts of love.
在甚至你很小小的一点的爱。
Can change hearts.
可以改变他们的心,
can change lives.
可以改变他们的生命.
And so just throughout that time, God just put that comfort in my heart.
在那一段时间,
that even if I'm not there,
甚至我不在那里,
that He is still moving in their lives.
他神在他们的生命中工作.
所以我说谢谢你们.
So I want to say thank you.
Yeah,
so moving. 讲得好感动。
Oh, me? Oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, so I guess what I want to say. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, 谢谢你们, 我知道你们, 祷告了, white woman, and 天父, 听了, 祷告, he heard your prayers. And 你们给我们很多, and 你的祷告改变了生活, it changed so many lives, you guys, you don't even know. And so I just encourage you all, like, to keep on praying, because, like, 天父, like, 听了你的祷告, he hears your prayers. And so, thank you so much.
谢谢你们的祷告，你们祷告真的是。 帮助我们了很多啊，真的是让神来跟我们一起同工，谢谢。 so moving to you guys.
Good morning.
早安.
My name is Stephen Yi.
我叫 Stephen Yi.
And this is my 20th time going to YSMP.
这是我第20趟去了这个暑期宣教工厂。
No, I'm just joking.
啊，是开玩笑的。
not that long.
可能没有那么长，那么多次。
But I do want to just echo what Gary said, and I want to thank you.
我需要同样的回应这个 Gary 刚才弟兄讲的，我要谢谢你们。
Thank you, dear church family, for all of your love, prayer, and support.
这个我们这个教会的这个大家庭里面呢，谢谢你们的支持，谢谢你们的祷告。
As you can see from all the sharing, that God is working.
从这个分享里面，你看到真的神在工作。
God is working in the hearts of His people.
神在这个人的心里面工作。
And I want to share this Bible verse with you this morning.
我要分享这一段经文。
From Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8.
从以弗所书3章第8节。
It says this: Although I am less than the least of all God's people, this grace was given me to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ.
我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小，然而他还赐我这恩典。 叫我把基督那测不透的丰富传给外邦人。
Every year as this mission trip comes, there's always some tension inside of me.
每年呢，暑期宣教工作来的时候呢，都让我心里呢有点紧张。
Part of me says, "Oh, another YSMP."
在我的一部分，我的心里在想说，怎么又是一年的暑期宣教工作
？And yet, I'm always reminded of how mightily God works every year.
可是呢，这个我自己也提醒我自己，这个神呢，在这个有多么大的作为
？Every year, I come back home, I'm refreshed and energized and excited.
每一年我从这个暑期宣教工作回来的时候呢，我就被神的能力充满。
And I believe it's because God reminds me of how awesome He is.
神真正的每一次都提醒我，他是多么的伟大。
I experience the church, brothers and sisters, coming together, living in obedience to Jesus Christ.
每次在这个时候呢，我就发现这个所有的教会的弟兄姐妹，通通在一起来。
I'm reminded of the grace that I've been given by God.
我这是提醒我，真的是神给我多么大的恩典。
That though I am broken and messed up and least of these.
Sorry, I just missed that.
I am a broken person.
Okay. 他说我真的是我是多么的一个被破碎，是一个破碎的人。可是神怎么样来把我这个修复？
God pours His grace upon me. Gives me everything I need to do everything He has created and called me to do.
神真的是把他的恩典完全浇灌在我身上，让我有能力来他呼召我做的事情，我可以来做。
And what a blessing it is! If you look at the people behind me, this is just part of our team, but all of us together as one family, going out in obedience to Jesus Christ, sharing of the incomprehensible riches.
Okay, 我们可以看到这个在我后面的这些。 弟兄姐妹，这些宣教士们呢，还有你们大家跟我一起出去，因为顺服神的原因呢，我们来可以经验这个神的这个那么多的丰富。And
so I want to ask you, dear brothers and sisters.
我要要求你们，弟兄姐妹们。
Do you know what you have in Jesus Christ?
我要问你们，你们在主耶稣基督里面有什么东西呢？
Is He your Savior? Is He your Lord?
他是你的救赎主吗？他是你的这个主吗？
Because if you really know Him, there is no way you cannot tell someone about who He is and what He has done.
如果你真正的知道他的话，你不可能，你的心里不可能不去告诉别人说，主耶稣基督在你身上做了什么事情。
And what a privilege and blessing we have as followers of Jesus to share the good news.
啊，这是多么大的一个啊特权，多么大的一个恩赐，让我们可以啊在别人面前来分享主耶稣基督。
We have these unsearchable riches to share with a world that is poor, broken, dying, and in need.
我们真的是啊有这个权利呢，来向这个完全破碎的、完全这个有问题的这个世界呢，来分享这个主耶稣基督。
And so, just as I have been encouraged, my encouragement for all of you this morning is: Will you go? Will you follow Jesus? Will you share what you have been given?
就像今天早上，你们已经鼓励了我，让我来鼓励你们啊！你们愿意出去来分享主耶稣基督，来这个传扬主耶稣基督的福音吗
？And if you haven't been doing that, let's start. Let's choose today.
如果你们还没有做这件事情，让我们今天开始来做这样的事情。
And so again, I want to thank all of you, dear brothers and sisters, and thank you for all that you have done for us, for allowing us to do what God has called us to do.
啊，让我们真的是能够来啊顺服在神面前，让我们来做主耶稣基督交托给我们做的事情。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Thank you.
啊，谢谢。
This time we have with us two young men.
啊，这是跟我们在一起的有两位年轻人。
Ezekiel.
啊
，Eli.
有一个年轻人叫做 Ezekiel， 一个叫做 Eli。
They have been coming to our church for the last several months.
啊，他们到我们教会已经有了几个月时间。
And now they are preparing to go overseas to serve the Lord.
啊，他们很快就要到国外去啊，他们已经在准备到国外去啊，来服侍神。
And it really touches my heart because these young men, they're setting aside maybe their personal goals and their desires in order to be obedient to the call of the Lord on their heart.
啊，这是两个年轻人特别感动我的，就是他们把所有他们原来的梦想、原来的啊，期待都放在一边，只是为了要顺服神，来服侍神。
And I know that the areas they're going to have a lot of oppression, both spiritual and physical.
啊，在他们要去的地方呢，有很多迫害，在精神上或是身体上。
So I think it's very, very important for us as a body to come alongside them to lift them up in our prayers.
在我们这个。在这个时候呢，我们特别要一起像一个身体一样来为他们啊来祷告，来支持他们。
So I want to ask the congregation to please stand right now.
啊，我们求这个会众们大家起立。
And I want you to follow pray along with us as we lift these men up. We want to pray for their safety.
啊，我们特别在一起啊，要来为这两位弟兄姐妹年轻人来。啊，为他们的安全来祈求。
We want to pray that the Lord provides for their every need.
啊，求神啊，提供他们所有所需的物品。
And we want to pray that the work that they do would be richly rewarded.
啊，求神啊，让他们所做的工呢，都得到啊报偿。
Because I believe that they are pursuing heavenly treasures and not treasures on this earth.
啊，我相信他们在追寻的是天上的财宝，不是地上的财宝。
So please join me in praying for these young men.
啊，我们一起来为这些年轻人祷告。
Heavenly Father.
啊，天爱的天父。
We are just humbled.
我们真的在你面前真的是多么的啊卑微。
To stand before the Almighty God.
啊，在你这全能的神前面。
And to seek after you, Lord, and to
我们切切地寻求您
and to take your message of salvation and hope.
啊，是带着你的这个啊救赎的信息
to all nations.
到所有的啊民族里面
And we come now as a body to lift up Eli and Ezekiel.
啊，我们特别像啊全教会一体的啊来祈求，全体举高这个。啊，两位弟兄以西结跟伊莱
，to richly bless them, Father God，
就充丰丰富富的来祝福他们
，to be their provider，
啊， 做他们的供应者
to be their protector.
来并他们的保护者
Lord, touch their mouths so that they can speak your word.
求你膏抹他们的水所以他们可以传扬你的福音
Give them supernatural abilities to learn the languages they need to learn.
给他们有超自然的能力让他们可以学习他们的语言他们要学的语言
And Father God, we pray right now for the people who they will be ministering to, who they will meet.
求你帮助他们，他们有能力去服侍他们要服侍的人。
That you will prepare their hearts to hear the message that these young men will take.
求你也准备他们的心，让他们可以把你的这些信息来传扬给他们所需他们这些人。
For Lord, you are the God of all power, all glory, all mercy.
神你真的是全知全能的全在的神。
And we pray these things in Jesus' name.
我们祷告在用耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
Okay, 谢谢。Thank you so much. 好，我们大家一起，哦，大家请坐，忘了。我们用掌声再一次谢谢他们，也把我们的感谢献给我们的神。今天真的是一个很特别的聚会。Today is really a special day. 我们不但看到圣灵在我们教会当中工作 ,not only do we see the Holy Spirit moving, working in our church, 我们也看到圣灵在我们四周围在世界各地方也在工作。We also see, witness the Holy Spirit's work outside our church, outside our city, and everywhere in the world. 更感恩的是我们也看到了今天有两位年轻人他们回应了主的呼召。I think that another special thing is we see two young men respond to God's calling. 他们愿意把他们的一生献给主。They are offering their whole life to the Lord. 然后他们要去到真的是蛮偏僻、蛮不方便的地方，而且甚至还有拦阻的地方，来去为主在传扬福音。They are willing to lift them up, give themselves into this ministry, into the world that's with a hardship, with a difficulty. 那我们继续用我们的祷告来支持他们。Let's continue our prayer to support them. 也让圣灵继续帮助他们，感动他们。May the Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit to strengthen them, give them the strength, everything that they need to do the God's work. 我们记得今天8月6号是一个很特别的日子，我们看到神的拯救，我们看到圣灵的工作，我们也看到神在年轻人身上作为。 Today is a really a special day. We see the God's salvation come upon the few our brothers and sisters. We see the Holy Spirit's work that touching the whole world. And we see the Spirit work also come upon the young people, respond to the calling and offering themselves as the living sacrifice.